Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-10-17 Quick Update. No Internet and Motorbike. Click to view original image. 1123 KB. Just a quick post to show some signs of life. Game Dev, not much to be honest. But I'm still working on my 3DS game. Math Star. But it's like wielding magic. Motorbike. On Tuesday the 8th I bought a brand new motorcycle, and the following day I was riding 2000 km along the A1 Pacific Highway. Crazy. I rode it before in 2009, and drove it in 2018, Brisbane to Melbourne, good roads, heaps of petrol stations, and rest stops. Admittedly I was in a hurry to get to a camp with my high school friends. I skipped breakfast and lunch in the 3 days it took me to do, and I lost 4 kg. Not bad. I haven't ridden a motorbike in 10 years. I'll do a post on it one day. Internet. I haven't had data on my mobile now for 2 years. I just wasn't using it. Well, at the end of August we decided to remove our crappy FOMA DSL2 internet and not sign up to the new NBN fiber network. This turned out to be a great idea. I have a good range of digital and physical books and found some very interesting things on my offline search. More on this another time. It's like the mid-90s, where the internet wasn't full of addictive feeds, but instead checking it at a few places, once or twice a week. I do this mostly via RSS and email. This slowed down the internet, and I can focus better, and have more time for hobbies and life, etc. But at my mother's house she has great internet, and with not much to do I checked out YouTube, and heard of the mess Zoe Quinn had caused at the end of August, and the very sad, and needless passing of her ex-boyfriend from 2012 with unfounded meta allegations recently. Gamergate V2.0. I have a lot of thoughts on this. White straight male, easy target, call-out culture, and social outrage currency, high youth mental disorders, and suicides. But nobody can see past their intersectionality group, and their systems of oppression, so he doesn't matter. Remorse, it seems, isn't virtuous. Very, very sad. I wish I could say I'm surprised this kind of targeted harassment still takes place on Twitter, and Zoe gets to keep her account like nothing happened, but I'm not. It's just how the dumpster fire of a platform operates, and encourages. Obviously Zoe doesn't have the willpower to leave it even after driving someone to suicide. What a horrible sword, Twitter, to live and die by. Of course, if the people involved had opposite genitals, or other innate traits, i.e. skin color, sexual preference, country of birth, etc., it wouldn't have happened. This is the problem with the intersectionality cult. Everyone's group is more important, and all humanity is lost. Take heed, if you are a straight white male, or just value your sanity, don't be so invested in any social media that you can't live without it, especially Twitter. You are its easy, low-hanging prey. You're much safer on a motorcycle riding for 12 hours straight. For more of my thoughts on Twitter read this, http://mgarcia.org/2019-01-15. What am I doing on Twitter? Stay safe readers. Mike. P.S. Mobile phone blog posting is a Peterson serial. Garage developers are not dead. 5 comments on quick update. No internet and motorbike jury. 2019-10-2016-06+1100K. Mr. Not Mike, I've been wanting to ask about how a certain game on PSX was made, just because I am curious. I just wonder how people make these things ahead of their time. I don't want to suck too much out of your time, and just want to know about one particular game, Digimon World 3. I searched and searched, but it seems like this is the only place that I can contact you. Is it possible that I can get an answer from you? Even if not, thank you very much anyways. /mgarcia. 2019-10-2119-30+1100. I'm not familiar with that game. I watched a bit of the speedrun. https://u2.bbx560kcz1. It looks like an 3D JRPG. How it was made is a hard question to answer, but I'll try. Looks like it came out in 2002, so the PS2 was already 2 years old, which probably means the devs targeted the PSX, because they had the tech, custom game engine, and also probably have also programmed an JRPG on PSX before, which means they could pitch the concept, design and program it quicker and or with a smaller budget. But see the game's credit list for team size. but this is just a guess. It could be the opposite as it looks like a big, 8 hours, game. The design and visuals of the game is easy to figure out. Just play it, or watch it played, and read the wiki, or guides, etc. How it was developed is hard to say. Maybe see if there is a scene that reveals engineers it, or decompiles the assets, etc. I hope this helps. I'm limited to my mobile, so I haven't researched, and only really guessed the above. Also, I'm no real PSX expert. The pros are on PSXdev.net and AssemblerGames.com. Cheers, Mike. Jure. 2019-10-22-344+1100. Thank you so much for the answer, Mr. Mike. Your answer satisfied my curiosity very much. It seems to me like you said PS2 being out, technology being there might be the key to how it was made. Unfortunately, I don't know about coding reverse engineering, so I'll just make do with your answer. Thank you so much. Levy D. Smith at Gartech Brad. 2019-10-30-14-51+1100. Glad that you are doing well. I agree that Twitter is one big cesspool, but I treat social media like a big online food fight now. Keep the website going so we will all know about your latest adventures. M. Garsha. 2019-10-31-851+1100. Hey Levy. Yeah, I have a few ideas on blog posts, just too many things to do. I'm back home safe and exhausted, so I might recover by doing that : you'll never forget what happened to your Gamma Sutra account. : P comments are open.